If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
We now welcome Tommy Neild, new receiver for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, for a special episode of the Three Down Nation podcast. Tommy, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot for having me.
Are you back in Southern Ontario for the off season?
I am. I'm in Guelph for the off season and do some of my training in Burlington and some of it in Vaughan.
That's great. Now, I wanted to ask you about this because Zach mentioned this at his most recent avail, saying that he was at a camp in Southern Ontario where he also lives during the off season and was throwing to a bunch of guys. And at one point he pulled aside Shamad Chambers, former CFL receiver who was running the camp, and said, "Hey, who is that guy? He's really good." And Shamad just started laughing and said, "That's Tommy Neild." I'm curious, do you remember that? And if so, what were your takeaways?
I wouldn't have heard him pull Shamad aside and say that, but I remember being at the field with Zach and just kind of had a brief conversation at that point. And, I thought we clicked well on the field there, and I've seen him a few times since then. So, I remember it.
What were your impressions of Zach?
Great dude, first of all, just seems like a humble guy and real down to earth, and he can sling it for sure. Like, just he's obviously been in the league for a number of years, and he's a veteran QB in the CFL that's put together an amazing career so far. So and you see that when you're on the field with him.
You're coming off a career year, obviously, going into free agency. I'm sure there are many teams interested. We'll get into that. But you obviously chose to sign with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, a two-year deal for 26 and 27. What was it that made Winnipeg the right fit?
There was a number of things. So, one, just the culture of Winnipeg and the team environment. I know it's great facility, great support from fans. Previously playing there as an away team, like that's one of the most fun places to play, just of how loud it is. And then my situation, being able to come in and if they want to start three Canadian receivers, being able to step into a role like that played a big factor. And they're always a playoff contender. And I've only heard good things from guys who have been there. So it just felt like a great fit.
Did the Rough Riders make a competitive offer to retain you?
They didn't, but I understand how things go in free agency when you win a Grey Cup, you can't keep everyone. So I hadn't heard anything from Sask, and I kind of just figured that it wasn't looking like I was going to get a contract there. So yeah, when Winnipeg showed their interest, it just felt like a great fit.
You obviously spent the first 4 years of your career with the Toronto Argonauts as a Southern Ontario guy. So you only end up spending 1 year in Saskatchewan, but you are forever going to be remembered for one of the most iconic plays, arguably in franchise history, which was, of course, the game-winning touchdown in the West Final. A bunch of the members of the BC Lions thought that your elbow was the ball or the ball was the elbow. Even though you're not there anymore, how does it feel to kind of forever be commemorated as part of such an iconic moment in Rough Rider history?
Yeah, it's really special for sure. And something that, I'll always remember that moment. I'll always remember that season and that game for sure. Just the energy in that stadium and how happy like Rider fans were after that game. Like it's just pretty cool to see that many people come together for one game and be that excited, like just be all great energy, super excited for a play like that. And that the fact that we were going to the Grey Cup and the fact that it was in Saskatchewan too, I think just made it that much more exciting.
You make this huge play for Saskatchewan, and again, you have a career year. You took advantage of Kian Schaefer-Baker, Samuel Emelis, both missing stints. You cement yourself as a legitimate CFL starter. What was it like going into the window? Again, we know, of course, you ended up in Winnipeg, but how many teams vied for your service, and what was it like to potentially be a bit of a hot commodity for arguably the first time in your career?
It was cool. Like this time around in free agency was a little different from when I had left Toronto, obviously, yeah, because I had a career year Sask. So there was some more interest. And when I was just talking with my agent, it seemed like Winnipeg was the most interested. And when, ultimately we sat down and had some conversations about where the best fit was, and it ended up being Winnipeg. So I signed on the first day of free agency. So just the fact that we had those talks right when the window opened, it was them showing that interest was important to me, and it was the right fit.
You obviously have a connection to head coach Michael Shea through your father, Pat, who you mentioned you're from Guelph. He played linebacker at the University of Guelph, I believe mostly before Osh. They might have overlapped for a year, and then your father, Pat, played with the BC Lions for a little bit. What kind of relationship do Osh and your father, Pat, have, and was that at all a factor in your decision?
Yeah, they've been friends for a while, so I think they did play 1 or 2 years together at Guelph, and I remember being like a young kid and going to Argos games with my dad and going to see Osh play. So it was cool. Like once I got into the CFL, like I would see him before games, give him a quick hello and handshake for the game, and that wasn't a factor at all though in me coming to Winnipeg. Obviously, it helps knowing the type of person Coach O'Shea is and what I can expect, and that just will make it a smoother transition for me. But ultimately, that was not like a deciding factor or anything.
You've won 3 Grey Cups, Tommy, which is wild because you've yet to turn 27. You've won 3 Grey Cups in 5 years. Obviously, Bombers fans are hoping that that'll be added to over the next little bit. What do you think has led to having such amazing championship success so quickly in your career?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about myself. Like, a lot of guys play a number of years and don't even get to the Grey Cup, let alone win one. So I'm grateful that I've been on a number of good teams, and each one was a different situation for me. Like, the first one in Toronto, I was kind of a sixth receiver, seventh receiver, and you kind of are more in the role of, like, yeah, if someone goes down, you're next up. But I kind of was able to sit back and see kind of what a championship team looks like, even though I wasn't on the field for most of it. It was still getting that game experience and what a championship team looks like. So I've definitely got, you know, valuable experience from the first one. Then the second one, it was similar to that for me too, you know, just being on a good team, had great defense. And I think the common theme between them is, like, between all three is just like the chemistry and the how well guys on the team gel together and actually, you know, caring about each other off the field and spending time together. Because when you build that connection with your teammates as just more than it just being at football, like, it means more to you. It means more to everyone there. So I think just that brotherhood, you could call it, is the common theme between brotherhood and, obviously, you know, talent, attention to detail, those little things that all add up. But playing together as a unit is definitely a big one.
What was it, by the way, you mentioned, we've talked about the University of Guelph. What was it that led you to play at McMaster? Just dialing it back to your collegiate days, you know, Guelph guys often stay in Guelph. What was it that led you to play for the Marauders?
Yeah. So at the time I started off going into a business program out of high school. So Mac at the time had a better business program. So that was one thing with school. And then football wise, Mac, I had a better opportunity to play at Mac early in my career. So, like, my first year at Mac, I got to start play in every game. And I was told that throughout the recruiting process. So that was a big one. Like, and the fact, like, it's still close to home. It's only 40 minutes away, but just, you know, getting a little bit outside of Guelph was also something that appealed to me.
What do you remember of the 2022 Grey Cup? And I asked specifically about that because you were a healthy scratch when the Argonauts beat the Bombers in Vancouver in 2024, but you did play in the game in Regina in 2022, a game where it was kind of an ugly slugfest for 3 quarters. And then the 4th quarter was like an unbelievable finish for both teams with big plays, return touchdowns, all these things. What are your memories of that game and winning your first Grey Cup and doing it against the team that you now play for?
Yeah, like you said, I remember that 4th quarter being crazy back and forth. Like, at a certain point, it's like, all right, we got this. Then you see Janarian Grant's big return, and it's like, all right, things are looking a little shaky now. And then Robbie gets the field goal block, and it was just like, it was a crazy feeling. Like, you know, it was the fact that week was, it was freezing cold at practice, but the game was actually not too bad. So I don't remember it being that cold. But just the energy environment, like, of the, like, that 4th quarter, things going back and forth and not knowing until really the very end what the outcome was going to be. And then when that blocked field goal happened, it was like, we did it. And, you know, that being the first one and in Saskatchewan, like it was a crazy experience.
I've always thought of you, Tommy, and I'm a draft nerd, a proud draft nerd. I've always thought of you as kind of a big bodied slot. And then last season, while playing for Saskatchewan against Winnipeg, you caught a deep ball for like a 67 yard touchdown, I think it was. And I realized because you came out in 2021, we have no idea how fast you are, at least from like the traditional 40 yard dash sense. So I'm curious, if you were to run the 40 these days, what do you think you would run?
I don't know what I would run. I was running in like the 4.5s in when I was doing my combine training. But yeah, that was a COVID year. So it was all kind of weird, but I always get told I have deceptive speed. So, it's like people assume that, you know, everything I do is kind of like underneath whatever, but you know, I can get down the field too. And make some plays as you guys saw last year. So, deceptive speed, I guess.
Is that just code for you're fast for a tall, light guy?
It could be. but I feel like I'm a pretty smooth runner. So, it might not look like I'm moving too fast, but it's like, I got a long stride and I'm moving for sure.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And thank you again for joining us, Tommy. We're excited to see what you do, obviously, in 2026. And I'll see you for training camp in May. It'll be fun.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.